Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Leah from Del Mar.
Hi, my name's Leah. I'm an alcoholic. Welcome, if you're new, you're definitely in the right place. It's an absolute new way of life, so just hang on and save your seat and keep coming back. It's a different way of life, and you'll be amazed at the miracles that lay ahead of you. Thank you so much for Randy for having me tonight. I really appreciate it. And thank you to all my girlfriends for coming to support me. It means a lot. what it was like, I'll make this quick. I was born restless, irritable, and discontent. I tried to commit suicide the first time when I was 4 years old. My family told me, you know, they kept saying it was an accident, but there are no accidents, and there are no coincidences. And I suffered a lot of abuse and a lot of heartache as a child. And I drank and used my problems away. And later on in life, I was so angry. I suffered from that spiritual malady that kept me angry for forever. And I committed a lot of crimes and did 2 years in prison behind my anger and my crimes. And make sure you put money in that H&I can, because H&I saved my life. Those donations are what bought my first book. So that's really, really, really important. That was my first experience with AA, was in prison, and I was there for 18 months, and that's how insidious this disease is. You'd think that would be enough to keep me sober, and when I got out, I used again. And fortunately, my parole officer was a great lady, and she said, you know what, I just know that there's hope for you, and she sent me to a long-term rehab, which was the right decision because it saved my life. And I really started to get into the program, but I never really, my problem before were drugs, and I never really thought that I was an alcoholic. And that was a problem, because I always had this little voice in the back of my head that kept thinking, I know I can just have that one drink. I just know it, because I never really drank a lot. Just like to do a lot of other drugs. And the day came where I picked up that glass and it went into my mouth, and I was a bumbling idiot for like the next 2 months. I was a complete mess. I remember I called my sponsor and he's like, great, have fun, let me know how it's working for you. And I came back 2 months later, I had a black eye and a slit down my forehead and with my tail between my legs, and he was right. It didn't work. It didn't work at all. But I never really understood the big book. And I didn't understand when I admitted I was an alcoholic that I also needed to admit that I suffered from a spiritual malady. And there was nothing other than my higher power that could fix that. It took a lot of, I just kind of hung on. I didn't really get it. I didn't get it for a long time. I just went to meetings, and I hung out with the winners, and I thought that was okay. I shared all the time on how great things were and how spiritual I was. And I didn't realize, it probably happened to me in the past 6 months. My father passed away. My mother went into assisted living, and I didn't know that it was possible to suffer from complete, restless, irritable, discontent, misery at 3 years sober. I didn't know it was possible. So I'm here to tell you that it is very possible, that you have to do the work. What's really important is that you understand the book and that you understand a higher power and somebody, a God that you can do business with, because that is definitely what saved my life. A maintenance on that spiritual program is what's so important. I'm going to read a little something out of the book. It says on page 85, it is easy to let up on a spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. We are headed for trouble if we do, for alcoholic is a subtle foe. We are not cured of alcoholism. What we really have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Every day, when we must carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities, how can I best serve thee? Thy will be done, not mine. These are the thoughts which must go with us constantly. We can exercise our willpower along this line, all we wish. It is the proper use of the will. And I make sure every morning that I get up and I read 84 through 88 and I meditate for 10 minutes so I can be more conscious with myself and my higher power. And that gets me connected. Because left to my own devices, I am a lying, thieving bitch. That's just the way it is. And I choose not to be that way anymore. I don't want to be that person anymore. I want to be a loving person who can help others and give back and be a gift to society rather than a menace. Because all I really wanted from you before was your drugs, your alcohol, and your money. And that was it. And now what I want from you is your recovery and the spirituality that you have. I want to look up to other people and feel that love and the higher power. And that's really what's important day in and day out. I know it's very hard to get that higher power and believe in God. I always figured, you know, I had such a cruddy childhood. How could there even be a God? But then I came to realize that I'm still alive, and if I survived all of the things that I had done, then for sure there must be a God. Definitely, because by all intents and purposes, I should be dead today. I should not be alive. So it's all about getting into action and helping others. It's only because of my own self-centeredness that has kept me from reaching out and helping others. I've never spoken before. I don't really like to share a lot at meetings, but you know what? It's time for my program to change. It's time to reach out, and it's time to help other people, and it's time to sponsor more people and to be more active, because faith without works is definitely dead, and that's really important. You know, I know that if I'm helping others, I'm definitely outside of myself, and I don't have to think of my problems, because I can get on the pity pot. And that, I like getting on that bandwagon. That's comfortable for me. And that's not somewhere where I want to be today. I want to be a loving friend. And, you know, I think sponsorship's all about having great friends and really being of service and helping those around you and reaching out. And for a distrusting alcoholic like myself, that is very hard. That's very hard. You know, I'm afraid if I reach my hand out to you, you're going to snatch it away from me. And that hurts. But what I've come to learn in this program is that if you reach your hand out, someone's going to take it and show you the way. And that's the blessing of this program. And life can, life has so many miracles. My sponsor always has me go through stuff that I've written and highlight all the miracles, because we go through life without really realizing all those little miracles that God does for us on a daily basis. So that's really important. Remember the miracles that God does for you. So let me see where I am on the time yet. I think I have one more minute. So I appreciate you all being here and sharing my sobriety with me. It was great to get up here and chit-chat a little bit. And I always end my sharings with, I'm okay today because of God and AA. Thank you.